life come to pass in the first place, but through the divine imperative, by the command of the eternal God.
You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise our God, for this is the day that the Lord have made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. We are so excited about you tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. Amen. We're so grateful to you, you and you, how God has allowed us to come together again on this Monday morning. Praise our God by the word radio station, WWBC 1510. Hallelujah. COCO, COCO, hallelujah, made it possible. This radio station, we thank God for the staff and everyone that has a hand in this, allowing us to come into your homes, your cars. Amen. And by the way, a Cyprus audience also, we thank God for you tuning in. Amen. We want to give God praise. We want to give him glory. We want to give him honor. We want to give him thanks. Praise our God, because he's still on the throne. Listen, it's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're in, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through, guess what? It's your time for your miracle to come up, to come across, to come out, to come through it. Amen. We thank God for you once again tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. The Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founder and pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. Your host for today. Praise our God. Shall we go to the throne of grace? Father, we thank you for one more day. We thank you for one more time. You have allowed us to come together. We thank you now, God, that we're in your presence, Lord, to just magnify you, to glorify you, to just give you thanks, to give you praise, how you kept us throughout the night, Father. And even now, Father, some that is on their way to work, or some already at work, Father, your grace and your mercy kept about around them right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank God once again for all of you that's tuning into the radio broadcast. Again, from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. We're so glad to have you tuning into the radio broadcast. We want to thank God for our First Lady, Only Lady, Elect Lady, Evangelist, Bonita Watkins, my wife. Thank God for you. We love you. God bless you. We thank God for our church mothers, our elders. Amen. And evangelists, praise our God. We thank God for all of your prophetess. We thank God for all of you all. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We want to give a God bless you shout out to some people that I know. Praise God. Oh, we thank God for Pastor Gladys. Hallelujah. Pastor Gladys, we thank God for you tuning in. Amen. You let me know. Amen. If you're tuning in this morning, and I pray you are, you're listening, we thank God for you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God also for Minister Demps. Amen. Elder Demps, God bless you. Thank God for you. And Mother Irene Demps, God bless you. Thank God for you. We thank God for y'all. Amen. These are pioneers of the gospel, pioneers of the word of God. Amen. The Bible said give honor to where honor is due. But we honor the men and women of God. Amen. We esteem them highly. Amen. Because that's what the word told us to do, especially those that are the household of faith. We thank God for you. Listen, we thank God for you. We pray for the bereavement families, those that are going through bereavement hour and bereavement time now. We're yet praying for you. Praise our God, the grace of family. We're praying for you. Praise our God, that God would throw his arms around you. Amen. And take you through this. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise our God. In the passing of your nephew, your dad, your cousin, amen, that Anthony was to you, amen, Anthony Grayson, amen, especially his children. We send out our condolences to them and his brothers and sisters, amen, and his rest of the entire family, Grayson family. Pray that God will see them through this. And those who, I don't know, we send out our condolences, amen, to Evangelist Mara, her children's grandmother, and the passing of her. Praise God, oh God, that God will see them through. Amen. Praise our God. Listen, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to hold your head up high, because God is still on the throne. It's nothing that you're in that God cannot bring you out of. It's nothing that you're facing that you have to face it alone. Come on, somebody need to type this in on the screen. I will not face this alone. Why? Because he's with us. He'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He's there with us. We must know at all given times that God is with us. Praise our God. We're in the midst of circumstances, situations. Praise God. And it doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good sometimes. Amen. It does not feel good all the time. But we must know that God is with us. We must know that God is going to bring us out. Praise our God. Because there is nothing too hard for God. Praise God. He's still working on our behalf. He's still with us. He will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. One thing about God, he will never bring you to a circumstance, a situation, and leave you there, because he's still who he say he is. He can do what he say he can do. Oh, praise our God. That's right, Michael. God bless you. I want you to know that he's able to do it. Come on. Hallelujah. Fear not, for he is with thee. Fear not, for he's going to bring you out. Fear not, for he's going to do what? Open up doors. Hallelujah. When thou goest, walking through the water. Come on. And when you go through the fire, when you go through the water and walking through the fire, you won't be burned, because God is with you. Who's with you? Jehovah Jireh. Who's with you? Our provider, our company keeper. He will bring us out. And he's still able to do it. You must know at all times, I don't care what it looks like, I don't care what you're in, my brother, my sister, God can bring you out of it. You're not left alone. You're not left alone. Praise God. Again, I come in to encourage you today, hold your head up high. Because you're in a situation, that don't mean you have lost it. Because you're going through, that don't mean you're not going to come out of it. You're going through to get to. You're going through to get to. What are you getting at, Apostle? You're going through to get through what God has for you. Hallelujah. Somebody said, why do I have to go through this to get what God has for me? Why he can't just freely give it to me? Come on. I'm reminded of Abraham. Abraham, come on. I'm reminded that God had promised him a son. Praise God. God promised him a son, but guess what? He had to go through it. He had to go through it. What God had asked him. Now the promises is yay and nay. But guess what? We're gonna have to go through some difficult times. But that don't mean that the promises is not gonna come to pass. So after the promise came to pass with Abraham, praise God with God, now God turns around and asks Abraham to do what? Sacrifice his only son that he had promised. Now he waited this long. Come on, he waited this long. Now he turns around and asks him again for the sacrifice, the promise. But Abraham did not, he did not quench, he did not flinch, he did not question God, say, why I'm going through this when you just took so long to give me this promise. Now I've got to turn around and sacrifice the promise. But he was obedient. See, the thing is, the key is being obedient. That's what our Sunday school lesson has been about in the quarter of this quarter. Being obedient in all things. In all things. Come on. Hallelujah. So he turns around. He does what God asks him to do. He takes his only son, Isaac. Come on. His only son. He take him up to offer him up as a sacrifice. What are you offering up to God today in your life for a sacrifice? Even though we're in circumstances, in situations, what are you offering up to God today? What are you saying, God, I will sacrifice because you asked me to. So Abraham goes up. He began to walk up with his son. He began to, and his son asked him, where is the sacrifice? Where is the sacrifice? He didn't tell his son, you're going to be the sacrifice. But he said, God will. See, in the midst of what we're going through, in the midst of what we're going through, in the midst of what we're in, we've got to have the spirit of the attitude, God will. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God will what? God will see us through. God will what? Bring us out. God will do it again. God will keep me in this. He said, God will provide a sacrifice. Come on the way up, he had to drop some people off. He said, you stay here. I'll be nice. He said, you stay here with the donkeys. Me and the lad going up, but we shall return. Oh, how? My God, what faith. He was saying, me and the lad, son, the sacrifice, we shall return. We're going up to worship, but we shall return. In the necessity, can you still say that when you're going through, that you're sacrificing? Can you go up and say, I'm going to still give God the praise. I'm going to still give him the glory. I'm going to still give him the thanks. Because I know that he's going to see me through. I know he's going to bring me out of this. So Abraham goes up. He goes on up. Him and his son. Praise our God. He gets the wood. He gets everything ready. Praise our God. He even get his son dressed and ready to do what? To sacrifice him. Praise Jesus. But the Lord spoke. He spoke. He spoke out of the bush. He spoke out of the... The angel came. And when he got ready to sacrifice his son, he drew the sword back to sacrifice his son, the knife. He drew it out back to sacrifice. And his, God, there was a ram. There was a ram. There was a ram that got caught in the thicket on the bush. God has a plan for your life. If you only sacrifice, God has a plan to bring you out, to bring you through. Come on. Yes, he will. The Bible says that he looked over and he saw, caught into the thicket, his horns. And there was the sacrifice that God had instead of Isaac. Today, I'm saying, we're going through things. We're going through things. Everybody is going through. You might not be going through like I'm going through. I might not be going through like you're going through. But we're going through. But we are sacrificing. Because God is going to see us through. Because he will never leave us. Nor would he forsake us. Hold your head up high. Come on. Everybody goes through situations. I'm going to keep saying it. Everybody has situations, circumstances we are facing. But we must know in the midst of our situation or our circumstance, yet God got us, and he's going to bring us out, and we're on the winning side. Come on. Hallelujah. You're on the winning side today. I want to let you know, a winner never quit. A winner never gives up. Come on. Yes. No matter how it looks hard in that race, no matter how tired he gets or she gets, what they do is they push themselves. You got to push. You got to give him glory. You got to give him praise. Come on. Because David said, I will do what? I will bless the Lord according to him. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. You got to push with a praise. You got to push by speaking the word. You got to push by exalting him. In the midst of what we're in, we still got to do according to what he says right here. I will. That's personal. I will do what? Bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. I got one more time to read this. This is what David said. Now, what are you saying? I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises, not complaining, and his praises, not your ideas, not your thoughts, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth while I'm going through. While I'm going through this, I'm going to give him praise. I'm going to give him thanks. I'm going to give him honor. I'm going to give him glory. I'm not going to look at the circumstance or the situation that I'm in. I'm going to do what? According to Psalms right here. According to the word right here, what we just read. I will personally bless the Lord at all times. At all times. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, I still got to do what? Bless the Lord. Count it all joy. I got to bless the Lord. Don't look good. Don't feel good. But I still bless the Lord. I still give him glory. I still give him honor. I still magnify him. I still lift him up. I can't just stop lifting him up because I'm going through. I can't just lift him up because I don't stop lifting him up because I don't feel like it. We don't want to do like cut our praise off, cut our worship off like a light. Well, when the light is on, everything is good. But when the dark, when the light is turned off, I can't hardly see my way. I can't hardly give him a praise. I can't hardly give him a thank you. I can't hardly magnify his name because I can't see my way. At all times, whether it look good, whether it feel good, or whether you're in the midst of what you're in, you still got to give him praise. You still got to give him glory. You still got to honor him and worship him. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of Job. Praise God. When Job went through, praise our God. Job lost everything in one day. I'm reminded. Job's body, come on, was hit. Boils. Broke out. Come on. Job lost his friends. Job lost everything. But one thing Job did, hallelujah, can we say we would do that? Job shaved his head, went down in sackcloth and ashes, bowed his face to the ground, and began to do what? Worship God. Ah, God, can you do that? Can you still give him praise? Can you still give him glory? Can you still give him honor? Are we going to turn it around? Are we going to complain? Are we going to say, why me? All this happened to me at once. Come on. We get like some of the people that was some of Job's friends. What have you done that all this have come up on you? What have you done? You don't have to do a lot of things when God is in it. And God is, oh my goodness. Job, he said, naked I came into this world, and naked shall I return. The Lord give it, and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name. Uh-oh. My goodness. I'm trying to do all I can to stay in this seat. Blessed be the name. Can you say that while you're going through? Can you give him glory while you're going through? Blessed and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. And his praises shall continually be in my, if I can't verbally speak it, I shall do what with my hands? I shall praise him. I shall glorify him. Come on. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. That means that's ongoing. That's non-stop. Because I'm going through, I'ma stop praising him. No, I'ma still praise him. I'ma still give him glory. I'ma still tell him how great he is. I'ma still tell him how good he is towards me, towards you. Because he's still God. No matter what situation, no matter what place you find yourself in life, God is still God. And he will bring you out. But we gotta come praise him. We got to continue to praise him. We got to continue to give him glory. We got to continue to give him honor. According to the Psalms right here, I will, one more time, bless the Lord at all times and his praises, not yours, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. You owe God. We owe God a praise. We owe God a thank you. We owe God a hallelujah. is His praise. It's His glory. This is His doing, because we're in this, and He's going to bring us out. God will never forsake you nor leave you. This is the word of God. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. According to the word of God, He said, I am a very present help in trouble. One translation say, in the time of trouble. It goes back to Saturday and Sunday. God is my protection. Even though we're in the midst of what we in, even though in the midst of what you're in, God is your protection. God is your protection. God is your protection. Hold your head up high. Come on. You ain't in this battle. The battle ain't yours. You ain't in this battle by yourself. You're not in this situation by yourself. All you got to do is give Him a praise in the midst of what you're in. Because He's you. He's going to protect you according to the word of God. According to the Psalms again. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, He's providing for you right there. I shall not want. Come on. He leads me. He's protecting you. He's leading you. He's guiding you. Come on. Hallelujah. He leads me beside still waters. Oh, when it looked like a mess, when it feels like a mess, but it's really calm. It's really calm. He leads me beside still waters. He leaded me in the path of righteousness. Oh, He ain't going to lead you down another place and don't bring you out. He's protecting you. He's protecting you because He's going to preserve you. He's going to bring you out of it. So this is why we must give Him praise. This is why we must give Him glory. This is why we must give Him honor, because He's still God. He's still God. He's still God. He's still on the throne today. He's working on your situation. He's worked on your situation. Come on. All you got to do is go back and think things over in your life. And remember how God has blessed you. Remember how God has brought you out. You can live off the memories of what God has done for the rest of your life. He ain't got to do nothing else new. Oh, my goodness. He ain't got to do nothing else new in your life. Or bring you through nothing else. You can live off and digest what He have did just now, or just a few minutes or yesterday. That's enough right there to take you on through. Because if He did it then, He'll do it again. He'll do it over and over and over. Don't let the enemy make you feel like you by yourself and you can't come out of this and you can't come through this. Don't let the enemy, come on, I'm talking to somebody today. Somebody out here, somebody riding alone on the highway, on 95. Somebody riding on US 1. Come on, somebody riding in the neighborhood. Somebody watching on Cypress Audience today. And you feel because you're going through, you feel because you feel alone. You feel, I don't know, I'm doing everything I know how to do. I don't know what's, I'm telling you, God is your protection. God is will bring you out. God is right there with you. But you got to do what? Let His praises continually be in your mouth. Don't get sideswiped. Don't let the situation, Vicky Wine is saying that. Don't let the situation make you frown. Don't let the situation make you frown. But hold your head up. Because He's on the throne. The situations that we're in, the situations that we're coming through and coming over, guess what? He did it for the children of Israel. He brought them out of the land of Egypt. Come on. He brought them to a place like they weren't going to come across because of the sea, the Red Sea. He opened it up. I'm just going back on talking about some of the things He done. He opened up the Red Sea and caused the waters to stand up on both sides. And He caused the children of Israel to come through on dry ground. What are you saying, Apostle Curtis Watkins? I'm saying to you today, you are coming out and you're going to walk on dry ground. You're on dry ground. Nothing that you're in is going to overtake you, overthrow you. Because who? He's with you. Just make that sacrifice to bless him. Make that sacrifice not to complain. Hallelujah. We sang a song and sang it for years. I've had some good days. I've had some bad days. Come on. Yes? I won't complain. But when I look around and I think things over, when you look back and you see what God has done, it make you say hallelujah. It make you say thank you, Jesus. When you look back from where he brought you from, when you look back, come on, and you think about how good God has been to you. Oh my goodness. Just have a think back moment. God, you brought me through that. When they say I wasn't going to come out. God, you made a way out of no way when I really couldn't see the way. That's why I got to bless him. That's why I got to continue to bless him. My time is getting close here. But I want you to know today, he is on the throne. And he won't leave you, nor will he forsake you. Hallelujah. I often said, I got this from Pastor Paul, the engineer, and I used this. You got 2 minutes left in that situation. God going to bring you out. And guess what? Not only going to bring you out, but then we going to another climate change. God got you. Hold your head up high. You can make it. If you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins today, you're loose listening, you're tuning in, and you say, Pastor, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know him. But I want to give you an opportunity. He said, if thou confess with your mouth, if thou believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. 1 minute left. That's all you got to do. And he will bring you out. He will see you through. My brother, my sister, you're not alone. Make the sacrifice to keep giving him the praise, even through the midst of it all. My time is coming, gone. I got to leave you. But he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you until Friday. Same station, same time. Guess what? WWBC 1510.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.